Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, you go off to college to learn things, right? Open your mind, expand yourself a little bit. Also learn some key life skills. Kitty, I think you and I perhaps could go and teach. Never thought we could. I didn't feel like we had that much to offer. But now I think we do. Because Nottingham College in England is offering classes on how to make phone calls.
What?
Homework includes calling stores to ask them if they have something in stock and calling restaurants to ask what their hours are. Apparently, nobody knows how to use the phone anymore.
Or do they have like a phobia about it or something?
It's called telephobia.
Okay.
That's really a thing. A BBC story about this says that they found 70% of people under the age of 35 prefer to text. 23% said they never answer their phone. I mean, I find that I'm in a situation where, like, I'm texting another dad or a mom about something with the kids, like coordinating something. And then after like two texts, I'm like, damn it. And then I just call.
It's a lot easier
like,
a lot of times. If it's something that's not, can't be dealt with a yes or no answer or like three words, like what restaurant do you want to go to?
Right.
Then you should just call.
And the phone, everybody, can be a fun thing. Matthew, one of his friends has now one of those little watch phones that they have now.
Oh, yeah.
So that kids can
remind me of Dick Tracy.
Right. But they're very specific. Like the parents can only put in certain phone numbers and they can only, it's like they can only receive calls from certain phone numbers. But anyway, somehow Matthew worked it that our landline, yes, we still have one, is connected to one of his friends. So they'll call each other and talk on the phone and watch like when we were kids.
And they'll think it's kind of cool.
Yes. The now, only problem, though,
yeah.
that I have to say is, well, I guess I can do it on my end. I could still pick up an extension. Remember those days, Kitty, when you were
oh
a kid?
My God.
And you would be on the phone and your
and
parent would pick up?
And all of a sudden, my dad would start dialing.
Yes!
And wouldn't even realize that there's a phone call going on. And I would be like, Dad! I'm on the phone. Dad.
That's exactly what we told them.
I'm on the phone. And it's still, you know, and it wasn't like BG. It was like the whole number,
right.
you know.
And they'd be like, hello, what's going on? Oh, yeah.
It was very annoying. But, you know, it's funny because there's a similar thing to this in my day and age.
Yeah.
Back in the Cold War or whatever.
Yeah.
Where I'd be on the phone with my best friend who lived two doors away.
Oh, you mean that you wouldn't walk over?
Well, no. Yeah, we would just like be on the phone. Well, what do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? And then finally, she'd just say, I'm coming over. And then we'd sit around and ask the same question. But, nice. You know, it's like we were using that modern technology of the phone when we could have just, like, went over.
Walked over. Yeah. Yeah. No, I like that. at least a can and a string would be good, too. The other thing I was thinking, though, is if we taught this class, maybe there could be an advanced level where eventually, after they get used to making phone calls and then talking to people, move it up to prank phone calls, right?
That doesn't work anymore because everybody's got caller ID.
Oh, right. Oh, damn it. Never mind. Thought that could be a master's level class. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, our phones still work and Jim is on the line.
If I want to talk to any of my nieces and nephews, I have to text them. None of them answer the telephone. I mean, and I'm old, so I'm not a very good texter. So a 30-minute texting session that would have been a 5-minute phone call
right.
drives me crazy.
Me too. I mean, my thumbs just get bigger and bigger.
It just drives me crazy. But they will not. They just refuse. They don't pick up the phone. None of them do.
And they know it's you calling, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's but it's like, nope. They're just going to text.
And I like the ones where if you do call, they're out. The outgoing message says, leave a message, or better yet, text me.
Yes.
It's like, I don't even want to hear your voice. Just hang up and text me.